We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:39 WCCO scoreboard. The Twins win over the Angels 4-3. NBA. Golden State beat Portland 116-94. Tonight, Toronto's at Milwaukee. NHL. Boston beat Carolina 2-1. Tonight, San Jose at St. Louis. And congratulations to St. Paul Johnson winning yet another badminton title in high school sports. Mike Max joins us right now. And Maxie, it all started at batting practice last night when the Vikings were there.
Vikings were there. They did this last year, and I was out there hanging out around the batting cage, and tipped the Vikings were coming again, and watched them take batting practice. And Everson Griffin can hit it. The rest of them need a little work. It was a lot harder than they thought it was going to be. Defensive backs that can run well. Harrison Smith can hit a little bit, and Eric Kendricks just a touch. He told me that he and his brother, who plays in the NFL as well, played baseball, and he played baseball in high school, and so he's competed at it. But Everson can launch home runs. I mean, he looks like a natural when he gets into the cage, so he just revels when he gets there and loves to show them what he can do. So it's fun to watch the part of the Skol night, but fun to watch these guys. They interact with the Twins a little bit. Of course, different teams like to meet different teams, so it's fun to watch.
Kendricks made a nice little move on his contract so they could sign somebody else, apparently, huh?
Yeah, he did. I talked to him about that, and he said, you do what you got to do for the team. And you got to say that some of these guys have, Everson Griffin renegotiated his contract, of course, in the offseason. I don't know what their options were. They have to weigh that. Certainly Kendricks would have easily found a lucrative contract if he hadn't stayed as the Vikings, but they weren't going to release him. They just made it as an offer, and he decided to help them out. So that was purely on his end. But, that goes back to getting Anthony Barr in here, all that stuff. So there is something there, talking to him about it, about guys wanting to be here and, the facility and all that. I think, they believe in the system and all those things. It's, a lot of times that's lip service, but I got to say that you see some action, some this isn't just words for them this offseason. You've seen a couple guys step up and do it.
That throw from Byron Buxton to Mitch Garver to nail Ohtani last night was a thing of beauty.
Whoa, man. And he kind of, he didn't double pump it, but he took it in and hesitated for a second because he had to get himself set. And whoa, that was a really good baseball game. I mean, Twins take the lead. Here comes the Angels back. They kind of punch and Judy an inning together on Kyle Gibson, who pitched well, and they end up with three runs in the sixth, and now you got a game, and then it comes down to the eighth inning, and Buxton throws Ohtani out at home. Kepler throwing Ohtani out earlier at third base, and that's it. Game over, basically. So it was a well put together, a lot of key matchups, late inning stuff, strategies, all that. That was just a good, two good baseball games with these two teams. One-run games are just fun to watch.
They had to help Garver off the field, and now I'm a little concerned about him because he's having a great year. He's one of the better. Well, the catching spot for the Twins turns out to be the best in baseball, but Garver is one of the leaders in a lot of categories for a catcher right now.
Yeah, he hit a monster home run last night too, which was the key. And then he had that slide. You couldn't, ankle or foot got it, and they had to help him off the field. So you don't know what could have happened there. It's hard to say if he turned it or not. Then if he turned it, that's when you got problems, because that's when you get swelling and all that stuff in the form of a sprain or something like that. But you couldn't quite tell on that. So we're going to wait. Obviously, they play at noon today. We'll get an update on his status. But all of a sudden, that name, Garver, that means a lot in that lineup. And Castro's been good, but you need two, and he's been great.
I wonder if Cruz is going to play at all today.
I don't know. I watched him yesterday a little bit. He was out there, not early, but working out. And, again, with a wrist like that, the one thing you don't want to do is come back too soon and then re-injure something. So it's kind of like a hamstring. You got to wait and see. You want to be really sure that you're not going to irritate it, because otherwise you go back to ground zero again. You got to rehab again until you get there. But they haven't put him on any list yet, so far so good that way. But he's just a key ingredient, because he takes such a, he's such a mature player, takes such good at bats. And I watched CJ Cron take batting practice yesterday. What a thing of beauty that is. His wrists are so loose when he comes through, and he just generates bat speed. And he hit four balls out, two of them into the third deck, just taking that. He had the machine, the pitching machine, set a curve curveballs, and he just turn and burn, as they said. And to watch, you know, how big and strong and how he generates that bat speed by bringing his wrist through it, and that's why for Cruz is so important, because he uses his wrist so well and keeps them loose, and Cruz does that as well.
Timberwolves say they're still going to interview four guys for the head coaching job.
Hard to tell if this is camouflage and something where you can say, okay, we did our due diligence before we hired Ryan Saunders, or if he's serious about any of these four candidates. Of course, a couple of them are in the playoffs still in Portland and Milwaukee at the Hammond. Juwan Howard played for the Wolves for a while, and he didn't play much, but he's on the roster, and he was part of that Fab Five, and I talked to somebody inside the Wolves yesterday, said he's a great guy. That doesn't necessarily mean he'd be a great head coach, but he's sitting down there in Miami looking for an opportunity. So it's just hard to say if this is one of those things where you're truly looking for a coach. Finch is a guy that he worked with in Houston, Gerson did, or if you just need to show the public that you went through the process. But what I find interesting about it is there's no former head coaches on that list. J.B. Bickerstaff sitting out there with ties, David Yeager sitting out there with Minnesota ties, and maybe they didn't want to interview for it, I don't know, but it's not a real impressive list when you look at it from the outside looking in.
Let's talk a little bit more about a couple of things coming up here in the 8:40 slot, Mike, because I got a lot of things I need to chat with you about, including the draft lottery in which the Wolves actually moved down a spot. So,
yes, they did. Will do.
All right, I'll see you in 1 hour.
You got it.
Mike Max here on WCCO. It is 7:46. It's 56 degrees.
Mike Lynch here with your Sabre game forecast for the Twins, being brought to you by Sabre Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. We are looking at a beautiful day for a ball game today. Plenty of sunshine, light winds, temperature at game time about 75. We may get up to 78. Enjoy yourself. Twins win 10-0.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.